Hello.
Hi, is this Ashley?
Yes.
Hi, this is Malky. I'm reaching out from Family First Care. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, Ashley, I'm just following up on the requirements. How's it going? Did you have a chance yet to complete any of the requirements or not yet?
So the link's not uploading when I try to do it. Like, whoever sent me it is waiting, like, let me click on it.
Really?
Yeah, right. So cause they came to my phone as a text message.
Okay. Weird. All right, let me resend them to you. That is weird.
Like, then every time I try to text back, like, it didn't work. The message came up, like, fail. Really? Maybe it's not a working number.
No worries. So the application didn't work, right? That you didn't?
Right. Yeah. All right,
so I resent the application link that we need filled out. We also need a competency test filled out. That's graded based on completion. So even if it doesn't matter what you get, as long as you complete it, it's fine.
Okay.
All right, and then lastly, there's the I-9W-4. That way we have your payment information so we can pay you when you get hired. So I'm also sending a link to that. I'm resending it. So that's three links. And then we're also going to need two forms of ID. Do you have a photo ID and a social?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. So you could send those over to me through text when you get a chance. How about a TB test?
Did I get it last year? I had to get it for my first job. How long were they good for?
A year.
I think this is about to go into the year, so probably need to get renewed, which is easy for me to get renewed anyway. It's fine.
Yeah, you deal with it at your doctor or a clinic?
Yeah. CVS do it.
Okay. Would you rather us schedule you somewhere, or you're okay doing it at your doctor?
No, even better. Yes.
Amazing. Let me see the locations we have, and let me know which one is best for you. And we cover the cost of it, so it's free for you. Give me a minute. All right, we have a few locations. We have one in Cheltenham, one in Conshocken.
Cheltenham is good.
Cheltenham is good?
Uh-huh.
All right, that's on Cheltenham Avenue. That would work for you?
Okay. Yep.
Amazing. And what's your date of birth?
3291.
Say that again?
March 3rd, 1991.
Amazing. And you could go anytime. I think they're open 8 to 8. After you go, just let me know that you went so I can be looking out for the results.
Okay.
The only thing you have to show them is an authorization. I'm just going to send you a picture of it. That way you could show it to the front desk and they'll know what you're there for.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and they're just going to do blood work for the tuberculosis. So that's just to run over it real quick. It's the IDs we'll need you to send over. The TB test you'll go take care of at the urgent care. What day do you think you'll be able to take care of it?
Do you know the hour they close open room?
I think. Let me check that.
Because I can do Monday because I'm off my first job Monday.
Let me see. They're open 8 to 8 every day.
Oh, yeah. So I could do Monday or I could do any day because it's 8 to 8.
Yeah. Amazing. You can go any day. Just text me when done. That way I know that you were seen. And then lastly, we also need proof that you lived in Pennsylvania for 2 years, 2 year residency proof. So that could be if your ID is from 2023 or before. That would be good enough, or if it's not, you could send us in like an old phone bill, a pay stub dated before 2023 to prove that you lived in Pennsylvania for more than 2 years.
Okay.
Do you think you would be able to locate that somewhere?
Yep, I could do either or.
Amazing. Fantastic. So send over your IDs, fill out those links, and then you'll take care of the QuantiFERON at the urgent care on Monday.
All right. Yep.
Amazing. Okay, I'll be in touch with you next week. I'll follow up, and you can save my number if you have any questions or need assistance with anything. Feel free to reach out.
All right, thank you.
Of course. You have a good one.
You too.
All right. Okay, bye.